This is the U105 phone-in. Good morning to you. Speaking to Professor John Tong, who's a commentator on Irish politics, just a few moments ago on the programme. One of the points that was made was really how decent a bloke, how personable an individual Danny Kennedy is. And also it was remarked on how pleasant and how popular Naomi Long is. Now, Naomi Long excelled in the vote. Danny Kennedy obviously didn't. I want to speak to the leader of the Ulster Unionists, Robin Swan. Robin Swan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I suppose, Robin, on a morning like this morning, you look back at who you put in the field and you think, you know, you couldn't have gone for arguably a more popular person than the Ulster Unionist Party than Danny Kennedy. Yet and all, the result is severe. It's failure with a capital F for the Ulster Unionists. Where do you go from now?
Look, Frank, it was a disappointing result. You know, I'm known for my straight talking, and I'm not going to dress this up. It was a bad day yesterday. It was a bad result for the Ulster Unionist Party. But as you've rightly said, I believe, and I still believe, with a great candidate in Danny Kennedy. Now, we have to look at how we were actually selling last Thursday's election, and what we were doing was promoting Danny Kennedy as how good an MEP he would be and what a great job he would do in Brussels. Unfortunately, you know, the electorate saw it as another chance to rerun the referendum, and the results nearly turned out as identical as they did in 2016 for Remain and Leave, as they did at that point, as they did on Thursday. So, look, we've a lot of work to do, Frank. I'm not going to dress this up. Yesterday was not good for us, but it's not fatal. It's not a failure. It's a disappointing result. We live on. We'll fight more elections. We've fought many in the past. But I'm disappointed in the result. I'm disappointed in the result for Danny. Because, as you've rightly said, not just a pleasant, pleasurable guy, as you described him, a very competent minister when he was in Stormont, and I hope someone that hasn't finished his political career.
The reality is, of course, that that won't have done him any good. It hasn't done the Ulster Unionists any good. And John Tong reminding us that, you know, you make a decision with regards to Brexit and it looks like as if you backed the wrong horse, because you went with the idea of leaving the European Union, because the rest of the UK, they went marginally with that idea of leaving the European Union, but you turned your back on the people of Northern Ireland.
Well, I think, Frank, and that was part of the messaging that we were putting out and part of the conversation that we had, both externally and internally. As a unionist democratic party, we respected the majority vote of the people of the United Kingdom, and that's where we stood, and that's where we stand. You know, to turn your back on that democratic decision that hasn't been taken or hasn't actually been delivered on was just something that we didn't think was the right thing to do. And whether that played out in yesterday's result, that'll be part of our analysis and over the next couple of days.
But surely you lost thousands of unionist votes to Naomi Long over that.
Look, and as I say, yesterday's results showed that it was a rerun of the Brexit referendum and the message that people of Northern Ireland wanted to send on that particular issue. We were trying to fight it as to what an excellent MEP Danny Kennedy would have made if elected, but that message just did not get through to enough of the electorate. You know, Danny himself had voted Remain in the past. But it was clear, you know, we followed the party direction, that we were on party line, that we respected the democratic result, and we think the UK has to leave the EU. And I still believe the UK will leave the EU, no matter what posturing has been made at this moment in time.
And how do you take the next few steps? Because a lot of people do see you as, you know, looking and checking to see what the DUP are doing, and then doing something similar, but maybe not just as dramatic as the DUP. So if you want the DUP, you vote for the DUP. If you want the Ulster Unionists, you're not sure what you're voting for. How do you get clarity with regards to your agenda?
No, and I think that is the message. And, you know, we often get called that, you know, and it's mostly by our opponents. So, well, I know that we're called DUP light or the alternative DUP, and that's a narrative that is out there, Frank. But look, we have our clear messages on a number of issues, with clear distinctions between ourselves and the Democratic Unionist Party, and our job of work is to sell those differences. You know, and it's not about solely coming down to to what tribe you vote for. You know, I believe that we are, and we are, the Ulster Unionist Party is the Unionist Party of the centre ground. You know, and I think that's the message that needs to be made very clear. Centre ground does not mean that you're neither unionist or nationalist. The SDLP and ourselves have held that centre ground for the past 21 years. You know, and that's, we can't win elections on our history, so we have to look at our future as to how we work and actually shape Northern Ireland so it delivers for everyone, so that there is a centre ground there that isn't based solely on the tribal politics of the past. And that's the challenge that I have as leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, and that's the challenge that we have as a party as to how we actually get that message across, because that is the difference, I think, between ourselves and the DUP.
And will you continue to be the leader, Robin Swan? Will you continue to be the leader of a party that is failing, or indeed is there anyone else that wants to lead it?
Well, look, Frank, we elect our leader every year. Our AGM will come and it will go. If there's anybody who wants to challenge, I'm up for that. You know, I don't hold this position out of ego or self-importance. I hold it because I was elected into it over 2 years ago, and it's one I'll continue to hold if that's what the membership of the Ulster Unionist Party wants me to do. If there's a change of direction or they feel a change of leader is necessary, you know, it's not something that I'll fall out with anybody over, but at this moment in time, I'm the leader, and my intention is to retain doing that job as long as the Ulster Unionist Party want me to.
One of his voice downbeat, understandable, because the Ulster Unionist Party just seemed to be becoming weaker and weaker in relation to Northern Irish politics.